morning, Todd. It still looks like we're dealing with some rain and thunderstorms across the eastern portions of the Midwest at this hour, and looks like that's going to be ongoing for a good part of the morning, especially up in Michigan. I think there's going to be rain all day there. But the frontal boundary that's pushing through Indiana and portions of Ohio will be fairly quick moving, and we'll probably not see rain last more than about an hour or two in any particular location. And as we get into the afternoon, it should be quieter across the area. The little straggler batch of showers and thunderstorms way back in parts of Kansas at this hour, that's going to work its way southeastward, probably work its way into a part of Missouri and then kind of dissipate. As we go through this weekend, we're going to see quite a change in weather. In fact, it's already underway. And behind all of this rain that's in the heart of the Midwest this morning, there's a lot of cold air pouring into the western Corn Belt on winds that are sustained at 20 to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest. And the temperatures have fallen significantly down into the 40s in quite a few areas, some 30s in the upper Midwest. Tomorrow morning, we will see frost and freezes rather widespread across a part of the western Corn Belt, probably from the Dakotas down into Nebraska, northern Kansas, and as far to the east as portions of western Minnesota and some areas in Iowa. As we go into Sunday morning, the coldest air will shift further to the east, working its way across the remainder of the Midwest, but it will not be as intensively cold as it will be tomorrow morning. So we'll see some freezes in the upper Midwest, and the rest of Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin, maybe a few spots in Iowa, but everybody else will probably be vulnerable to a little bit of frost, perhaps. It's not going to have a huge impact on the majority of the crops out there, but we still have some immature crops in the far north that are going to have to be closely assessed after the cold tomorrow morning, especially in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, to see just how significant the impact might be. Of course, it's pretty late in the season. We have to expect some of this. Well, it looks as though the afternoon temperatures will be in quite a contrast across the region today. The eastern portions of the Midwest will still be in the warmer air, and we should expect to see the afternoon temperatures working their way pretty high into the 70s in a fair amount of the region from portions of Ohio down into Kentucky. Some of that heat will probably occur about midday and be cooling in the afternoon. In contrast, we'll only be in the 40s this afternoon in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. In fact, there may be a couple of spots that don't even get above 40 degrees in northern parts of Minnesota. Pretty cool, pretty nasty. It looks like there will be a continuation of cool weather as we go into the day on Saturday. The highs will be in the 40s and 50s across the northern half of the Midwest. The southern areas will be in the 50s to around 60 degrees. And then after that, we'll probably expect to see a little bit moderation take place in the weather, and our temperatures will rebound back to a more seasonal range of 60s and lower 70s for the first part of next week. Tropical Storm Simon is a long way away from the Midwest. It's off the west coast of Mexico this morning, and it's expected to become a hurricane over the weekend for a brief period of time. But the storm is going to churn back towards North America, and the moisture from this event will spread across the U.S. central and part of the southern plains Wednesday and Thursday of next week, and it may help to enhance rainfall again in the heart of the Midwest as we go from Thursday into Friday. We're going to continue to monitor this system rather closely because it does have potential to soak down the Midwest again, and we certainly don't need that at this point in time. So that's probably the biggest event outside of the cold tomorrow morning that we need to keep aware of. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the growing region's weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet.